New York to LA. So, how was your band started and why did you move out to LA?
The band started in Buffalo, New York, and it had a strong local following. We did a lot of shows and it was really fun. And then one by one, a lot of the guys decided it was time to change and they moved to LA. So the band didn't really go out there, but eventually it did because more and more guys from the band moved there. So the band restarted there and they were playing and having a good time. And I would talk to my friends and they tell me about how great the weather is and how fun it was to play in a band there and tell me stories, and it sounded really good. So I was working in TV also at the same time in Buffalo, and I felt like I was getting ready for a change. I was ready to try something new. So after thinking about it a long time, I decided to move, and I told my job I'll stay for one more month, and then after that I moved out, got in the car, and moved to Los Angeles.
I have another question. Why was your band name changed from Green Jello to Green Jelly?
The word Jello is a copyrighted word by the company Kraft that makes actual Jello foods and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you're a small band, they don't notice or care.
Yeah, but when you became more popular.
Right, it got more popular. People started seeing it. Yep. Seeing it all over the country and all over the other parts of the world. They obviously take notice. So they send a letter and said, if you don't change this name, we're going to sue and take, you know, everything you earn and stuff.
Did you guys change it?
So they changed it. Which is the name I've never liked. Jelly.
Yeah, I like Green Jelly.
Yeah. They did change it. But I guess in England, jelly is what they call Jello.
Yeah.
So it was, but yeah, I never cared for that name change, but we had to. We were sued by lots of people, actually.
Yeah. Who else were you sued by?
The band Metallica.
Why?
Sued us because they thought that our song sounded like one of theirs, which it kind of did on purpose.
Yeah.
It's even in the lyrics. The lyric says, I know this sounds like Metallica. It was kind of a joke.
Oh, yeah.
But they took $10,000.
Really?
Yeah.
So as a drummer, who did you look up to?
Oh, there's a few that I really looked up to. The number one drummer was a guy named Neil Smith. He played in Alice Cooper's band. Mm-hmm. I really liked his style and the way he played. I tried to copy that when I was a kid. I thought he was really cool. I also liked Peter Criss, who played in Kiss. He was a drummer. I liked his style.
What do you like about his style?
He just had a swinging kind of style, not your standard rock player. He had a little more to him, or a little different influence. And then there's, for really fancy drummers, this guy named Terry Bozzio was unbelievable. He was just really, really skilled and fast. And he played in a band called Missing Persons that I really liked what he was doing. It was really explosive, really cool drumming. So he's another one. And I like Ian Paice from Deep Purple.
Cool.
Good style.
Thank you for joining me, Royce Daly, my dad. And if you want to look at his band or search him up on YouTube, Green Jello, Green Jelly. So thank you.
Thank you.